Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Saturday, September 10th. Hard to believe it's already September, but we have a very special guest today. We have Jim Levatt, and I'll tell everyone just a little bit about Jim before we welcome him in. Jim was born and raised in a small town in Ontario, Canada, and he had taken to music at an early age. While all of his friends played hockey, Jim decided music was his passion, and a guitar replaced his hockey stick. Smith Falls was is a railroad and manufacturing town, so one only had to step outside, absorb their surroundings, and songs would literally write themselves. So at this time, let's welcome in Jim. Good morning, Jim. How are you? Hello? Well, maybe Jim isn't on the line, but we'll wait a few minutes for Jim to call in.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Oh, good. I called. I could hear everything you were saying when I spoke last time, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
I couldn't hear you, but I'm so glad you called back. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, I'm glad it. I'm glad it worked out. That's great. A little noisy.
Me too.
Around here, so, so how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Awesome. So I was just telling everyone just a tiny little bit about you, but it's my understanding that you wrote your first song at 9 years old.
Yeah, I had found an old acoustic guitar in the attic of my family home when I was real young, and I started to plunk away at it, and it seemed like before I could even play the guitar properly, I was coming up with my own song ideas and writing songs, so it started pretty early.
Oh, my God, that's just amazing to me.
Yes, it was
wow.
A lot of fun. Looking back at them, they were pretty awful. I do remember a couple things, and they were pretty bad, but I guess for a 9-year-old, that's what you'd expect.
Absolutely. And so you've released like 6 studio albums now. Wow.
Yeah, the first one was late 90s, I guess, is when it was a full 4-piece band. And it was more of a rock-sided album. So we'd done one then, and then just every chance we had, we were doing original songs and recording studio albums.
Gosh, that's amazing. And so yeah, I guess that you had a car accident back in 2013. Michael was telling me that kind of forced you away from your home construction business. And so... tell us what happened from there, because everything happens for a reason, right?
Yeah, it does. It's actually the second time. I'll tell you a little bit about that, and I'll tell you the first time, too. So in 2013, my family and I were traveling, and a guy ran a red light, and he got us in the middle of the intersection, and it was pretty bad, and I'd suffered a pretty bad concussion, and it just laid me out for a really long time, so... when I got back on my feet, the first thing I did was, naturally what I always did is went down and picked up my guitar and I started writing a lot of songs again and, excuse me, going through a bunch of old tapes that I had in my studio and just going through song ideas and whatnot and seemed to spend a lot of time down there. Back in the 90s, I guess, after we released our first album, we were coming home from a gig and a guy crossed the center line and hit us head on on a highway too. So that kind of took us out of music temporarily back then too. So I guess I should stay out of cars.
Wow. Oh my God. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was a long old road in 2013. Recovery has just been still ongoing. I'm still trying to get over a lot of the effects from it.
My God, I'm so sorry to hear that happen to you guys. That's such a scary thing, and then to be hurt and injured, and oh my God.
Oh yeah, it seems like such a long time ago now. But things are going a lot better. So.
Oh, that's so awesome! I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, and it's given me a chance to get. Well, I've never not played music. My whole life, I've played my guitar. All my downtime and spare time, I played guitar, wrote songs, recorded in my studio. But I've got a little more time to do it now. So.
Absolutely. So, how has 2016 been for you?
Oh, it's been great. So a lot of the songs I'm doing now is compiled from a list of old stuff. Really, I've been digging out my old tapes and stuff and going through. I've got the time to go through a lot of my old recordings and song ideas and different things. So I've literally got hundreds of songs now, and I've got 12 or 14 of them on different stages in my studio of being ready to put on an album. So I've been working pretty steady at that, trying to get the full album finished. So I'm not sure how many songs are going to be on it yet, but that's what I'm doing right now.
Wow, that's so cool. And so tell us about your first single called, and I want to let everybody know, it's entitled This Ain't My Day. I hear that's generated a lot of buzz for you, Jim.
Oh, yeah. It's more than I thought it was going to. I really love the song. It started with a piano riff, and then I just looped it on the keyboard, and I just started playing guitar over it and over it, and built a song really quickly around that one. It just came together so fast. Lyrically, I had some ideas already down on paper, so that one, I put that one together pretty quickly. It's getting a ton of radio play right now.
Excellent. Excellent. So do you get to travel much with your music and tell us a little bit about that?
A little more. We used to travel all the time. We played out a lot. As of right now, we've done probably 5 or 6 live shows, just kind of getting the new material down. A lot of rehearsals and stuff right now. So we're planning a few things. There's a few things underway right now for some live performances. A couple of good ones really coming up. Hopefully they work out for us. Just in talks with those right now. But that's the next stage. I'm busy right now trying to get the album finished, and then we're going to try to set up as many live shows as we can.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting. Wow.
Yeah, I really love playing live. It's a lot of fun. I've probably played with a couple of the guys that I'm playing with now for, 20 years almost, 15, 20 years. So it's great to get back playing with them guys again too. So.
Oh, that must be fun. You're very comfortable with them. You've known them for 20 years, right?
Oh yeah, it's great that way. So one guy, it's the first guitar player I'm playing with him for the first time, but he's so good that he can adapt anything. So it's going well and it sounds great.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Do you ever get nervous, Jim, when you go up on stage?
Not really. No, the only time I'm nervous is if we're not well rehearsed. Sometimes that happens. It just, for one reason or another, you get thrown into a show and you just don't think you've had enough time rehearsing and learning the songs. Then it can be a little nerve wracking. But if you're well rehearsed and you know everything, no, I don't get nervous.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is great. So do you still live up in Canada, Jim?
Yep, still in the same place. I'm on a lake here in a little town called Westport. It's on the Rideau Canal system. I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with that, but beautiful spot to sit with the acoustic guitar and write songs and just look out the window, watch the boats go by and whatnot. It's paradise, really.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm just picturing that in my head, being on a beautiful lake and a beautiful fall day, right? And then just writing music. I mean, that could not be the more perfect setting.
No, it isn't. I call it my office. I've got this little spot on our deck outside of my recording studio, and I sit there in a lawn chair with my acoustic guitar and just play. And right now, that's my work for me. So really great. Wish everybody could
do it.
Oh, my God.
No kidding, right? I think that's fantastic.
Yeah,
I
it is.
See
it's a great, great place to be.
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
Yeah, I
so do you ever get down to, like, Nashville and those kind of places where country music is, like, so prevalent? And
no, not really. I've stuck mostly to Canada right now. Now, the new song is being played mostly in the U.S., so, mm-hmm. yeah, it seems like we're going to get down there probably sooner than later. So I'm sure that's an intimidating place. I would imagine some of the best musicians and definitely the best engineers and producers are in Nashville right now. It just blows me away. Some of the recordings I hear on the radio are just unbelievable. Some of the stuff they're doing in those studios down there. So it'd be intimidating, but it'd be a fun place.
I've been there. I was probably there maybe 22 years ago or something, just doing the tourist thing. I'll tell you what, it is amazing. I mean, it is just an amazing place. It's so different from any place you've probably ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yep. I would guess it's kind of like Hollywood and California and L.A., probably everybody there in Nashville is a musician or a singer or a performer of some sort, and real good ones, too. Yeah, just like in California, everybody's an actor or an actress. So,
you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll take Nashville, though, anytime.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a huge country industry in Canada, too. Like, there's a lot of there's a bunch of country artists here that, you know, they, no matter where they go, they sell out. It's a big market here too. Mind you, the population isn't as great. So anytime you can get any kind of radio play in the U.S. and stuff, it's definitely a bonus for sure.
You know, I've heard that. I know that Michael Stover works with just a lot of people from Canada and mostly country music. And a lot of great music is coming out of Canada now, country music. I mean, you would have never thought, you know. I mean, I'm in Seattle.
Yeah.
And so country music is not really very big out here. And
no.
To think that all these country, I mean, amazing, like yourself, amazing, super talented, just great artists are coming out of Canada. And it's like such a cool thing, you know. So tell us a little bit about, we lost Jim. Oh, no. Well, we'll see if Jim calls back. Sorry about that, everyone. Here he is.
Talking in a third world country here, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know. So thank you so much for calling back. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, our first call, I could hear you. You couldn't hear me. And then that one, it just showed up on my phone. Call failed. We're not even that far away from each other. Sometimes that happens.
No, we're really not.
That's really funny. But anyway, no. I'm back anyway, so.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very strange.
Very strange.
Cell phones
are
a beautiful thing when they work.
Yes, when they work, absolutely. So you've been keeping really busy this year. And what's
extremely.
On your agenda for, like, the rest of the year going into the new year?
Finishing the album's a big thing right now for me because everybody's asking me for it. So that's priority. So even the live shows, like I said, we've done enough live shows just to keep things going, to learn for the band members, to learn the new material, just to get prepped for it. But I got to finish the new album. I've been talking to a production company also about a video for This Ain't My Day. So we've been throwing that idea around. So those few things.
Oh, my God, that's really cool. That's great.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your family. Do they travel with you?
My wife has seen most, anytime we go out and play live, she tries to go. I've got kids, and they're not quite old enough. Well, one of them's old enough now. He can get out and see them, so it's kind of fun playing for them for the first time because they've always heard me in the studio and they've heard my recordings, but they've never had a chance to hear me play live. So pretty exciting this summer that my oldest son got to come out and see us.
Oh my gosh, I bet that's amazing.
Yeah, he really enjoyed it, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's great. How many band members do you have, Jim?
There's a bass player, a keyboard player, drummer, and another guitar player.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're all really good musicians and playing for a long time, and so we can put stuff together pretty quickly.
God,
because I'm
amazing.
Playing all the songs on the album, play all the instruments on the album myself, so they do have to get a copy of it and then learn it on their own, but it's never too tough. If I can play it, they can certainly play it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. So what else would you like to tell everyone about yourself and your music? And you're such a good guy.
Just keep an eye on my website. If anybody's interested in seeing us live, I'm going to post some stuff on my website whenever it's available. When the new album comes out, I'm going to also post that, and I'll get it out to all the major retailers. Everybody's got This Ain't My Day right now, iTunes, Spotify, all the major retailers have it. You just keep an eye out for us, because I'm sure you'll hear more from us, or I hope you hear more from us in the near future.
I have a feeling that we will. What's your website, Jim?
It's jimlevatt.com.
Excellent. jimlevatt.com. And I'm sure all of your social media tags are on there and everywhere,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, I was never much for social media. I was always just, you know, the drama and things of Facebook and all that stuff. It's never been my favorite platform, but I'm being kind of pushed into getting all that stuff done too. It's really a necessity right now in the music business for Twitter, Facebook, and that stuff, just to keep people informed. So I guess I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
You know, I'm really glad that you are, because that's in this day and age, you have to be on there. And I got to tell you from experience, from a fan's point of view, Jim, people love when they can engage with you, and when somebody listens to your song and it just hits them in a certain way, they can jump on Twitter or Facebook, whatever, and say, "Hey, Jim, your song just touched me. I loved it. It just made me feel so good." And then, as a fan, because I've done that before, for you to just say back, you know, write back and say, "Hey, thanks a lot." That just means a lot to people.
Oh, it does. It's kind of funny doing in the business I'm in right now. I'm a really private person. I hate my photo taken. I've never really been much for it, but it's a necessity. It's a great thing for musicians too, like you just said, to keep in contact with fans and friends and whatnot. And it's instantaneous. You can tell people what you're doing, like at the moment, right? So it's a really good thing.
You know, it really is, and it's such an amazing tool to get yourself out there, and even being, you know, maybe a little bit shy, and I'm like you, I hate my picture taken, you know, group settings, I'm always like, you know.
Yeah, I'm the one holding the camera and not standing behind it.
Me too.
Yeah.
But sometimes we just have to jump into the unknown, right, and just say, hey, it is what it is, and it's not such a scary place.
No, I think I'm the only one that I know that isn't on all the social media platforms. And it's funny because I'm probably the first one that should be.
You're right. We got to see you on Facebook and Twitter.
Exactly. For sure.
Well, Jim, you are awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's just been an absolute pleasure to meet you and to talk with you. I just wish you all the best. And I know we're going to be hearing a lot more from you.
Oh, great. Well, I'm really glad you had me, and we got through the phone mix-ups there.
Absolutely. Little hiccups, right? Can't rattle us.
Oh, yeah, it happens. For sure.
It does. So that's jimlevatt.com, everyone. Levatte. You need to check him out. Jim, thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Okay, you have a great day and an excellent weekend, Jim.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So, everyone, that was Jim Levatt. Again, that's Jim Levatt, Levatte. You really do need to check him out. In addition to being such a great, great guy who's been through a lot, his music is amazing, and I know we're going to be hearing a lot more from Jim. So I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. You know I appreciate it, and I want to wish everyone a really good day. Tomorrow is another anniversary, can you believe it, of 9/11. And I just wish everybody peace and a good day. Okay, bye.